And on this beautiful rainy day, thank the Lord for all the rain that we've been getting. It's been helping the gardens and helps us, our world, to continue to grow that we're living in. We just thank the Lord for it and for His showers of blessings that He sends us every day. There's people still coming in this morning. We'd like to say we are so glad and thankful for last Sunday and our homecoming time together, for all the food that was prepared, for all the fellowship time, for the songs that were sung, and for everything that God gave us during our homecoming service. We appreciate that and thank the Lord for it. And so make plans again. We're prepared to be planning our upcoming church picnic and different things like that, the hayride and things that we have in the fall of the year. So be a listening. We'll be making announcements on that later on. So will this morning, get your white hymn book, turn to page number 457, and let's stand and sing Send the Light. 457 in the white. Continue to remember Sister Janice and lift her up in prayer. God continue to strengthen her and keep her on her bed of recovery, that she'll be back with us before too long. So remember her. Remember all the ones we've been praying for. I continue to lift them up in prayer, the ones going through cancer treatments, the ones going through the heart rehabilitation things and heart casts. Let's remember all of them. Remember the ones that's been having some gland problems and things going on. Lift them up in prayer. All of our cancer patients we're praying for, so let's keep them in our prayer. To remember the lost, most importantly, that they would be saved before it's everlasting too late. And lift them up in prayer. Remember the ones that was here last week that come down to be with us once a year. So let's remember everyone in prayer there and hope and pray that everybody has made their things right with the Lord, that they'll be able to say one day that we'll all meet in heaven. So let's keep this in our prayers. Also remember our country. Remember our men and women in armed services, remember the church, and remember each and every one this morning that's having to work that would love to be in the house of the Lord somewhere. So just remember these. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Let's remember David Lambert and Pat's and Edwin's mothers. Let's keep them in our prayers. I believe Pat said her mother turned 96 this past week. So keep her in your prayers. Also, thank you for the prayers for Justin. He did have his LASIK eye surgery. He went from seeing 2,400 to 2,015 in 6 minutes. So we thank the Lord for that and for the success there in that surgery. Pray for his eyes as they heal, that it would remain like that. So just keep him in your prayers. Anyone else? Remember Gene and Janice. Anyone else? Remember Daniel and Kayla Marr. So let's remember them in prayer. Also their child they had while they've been there in Alaska. So let's keep them all in our prayers. Remember the world situation. So let's remember all of our missionaries everywhere. So let's remember Shirley Edwards also as they found a mass on her kidney. Anyone else? So let's remember all of our kids as they return to school. Anyone else? By uplifted hand. Anyone that can and will, please gather in the altar for prayer. Boy, man, would you lead us, please?
Above all nature and all.
Philip, would you ask a blessing on the offering, please? There's a couple of dishes up here at the front. They're not full. I didn't bring my lunch. But these were left over from some of the meals that we've had. Looks like maybe a green lettuce bowl of some type or something like that. And somebody's lunch plate. So if you're missing those, please pick those up today. They've been on the back table, and I can't never remember to announce it with them back there, so I brought them up here. So please pick those up if they are yours, if you're missing those, and take those back home with you. We appreciate all the work that went into last week. All the food was wonderful. We appreciate all the cooks and for all those at work cleaning up and getting ready. And if you like the Marshall Brothers last week, they will be coming back the fifth Sunday night in November for a fifth Sunday night singing. So remember that, put that on your calendars. They also are booked for next year's homecoming to come back to be with us. So keep them in your prayers. Also, our fifth Sunday night singing this month, continue to remember, covered by the blood as Brother Jimmy continues to recuperate from his hernia operation. So saw him there Friday night, and he's still having a little bit of a tough time trying to get back to walking and things. So keep him in your prayers. And if you have a song that you'd like to sing, please come prepared that night to kind of help them out that they don't have to carry so much of the singing on them. So just remember that. Please be here with us the last Sunday night of the month. Everyone stand your feet. Welcome each other to church. Remember, ladies, to check the back table to see if you have any packages from your secret pal. And if you are a secret pal, don't forget to get your secret pal the prayers and card or something to let you know that you are praying for them and remember them. So keep this in your mind there on that also. Keep that. Be prayful and prayerful for all of our people of the church. So. Sister Jamie's going to sing this morning, and she's the one that takes care of the rotation and putting it down, keeping up with everybody, and guess who forgot she's singing today? So it's a surprise, but the rest of us are surprised because we forget to check the thing. But anyway, we're thankful for all of our folks here at the church that's always prepared to use their skills that God's given them. So you pray for them as they come to sing this morning.
So it's a surprise for me, too.
Well, hopefully. Y'all pray. It's that time of year. Crud in the throat. And I hope the words come out okay. It's an old song. Y'all know it. Sing it with me if you want to. It's Wayfaring Stranger. It's always meant a lot to me. My dad used to sing it when I was growing up. And he's just a special man in my life. And I just love him dearly, and it just makes me feel close to him when I sing this song, too. So just pray for me. am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world belong. There is no sickness, dawn or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather o'er me. I know my pathway is rough and steep, yet beauteous fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm on the go. I'm only going over I'll soon be free from every trial. This form will rest beneath the sun. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going. I'm only going over home.
Anyone else with a song this morning? If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 4 this morning. Philippians chapter 4. Very familiar scriptures. A passage comes from Philippians 4. We thank God for His precious word. We thank Him for this beautiful day that He's given us. We thank Him for all of His love and kindness that He's shed upon all of us. And get this thing set back here. We just thank Him for His presence always with us. We thank Him for the message of last week. Had a lady come up to me and ask me if I thought that adults needed to be saved after they got so old. After being dedicated and given to the Lord and didn't understand about salvation. So we never know why the messages are meant for who they're meant for. But God does, and He works in a mysterious way to get people's hearts to thinking and listening to the Word of God. But we must be born again. We know that God has told us that through His precious Word. We know that they told Nicodemus that he must be born again. He must come to know Jesus as his personal Savior. And thank God we all have to do that. We have to come through the door, through Jesus Christ. We can't get there any other way. And I'm thankful that God loves us and gave us such a beautiful place to be going to. I'm just a pilgrim passing through this place, going to the home that God's prepared for me. This is not going to be my home forever, and I'm thankful for that. I've got a better home waiting me. God has truly blessed me on this side of eternity with many things and many wonders that God has given us. But I thank God for the greatest gift that I've not laid my eyes on yet, and that's my heavenly home that he's prepared. And I thank God that one day I'm going to be there, and I hope and pray that you're going to be there also. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Today in the age that we live, we need to be encouraging each other that we stand fast in the Lord, that we stand upon the beliefs that we've been taught that is in God's Word, not on tradition, not on hearsay, but on the Word of God. "Thus saith the Word of the Lord," that we put that and stand fast upon that foundation that God has established and is forevermore going to hold up His Word. It will never pass away. So stand fast in that, that you may be the joy and crowning accomplishment of Jesus, that joy, that He would look down and smile upon our lives, the things that we do for Him, that we'll bring Him joy because we are standing on the Word of God and not changing and not cowtailing and crawdadding on the issue of standing for the Word of God, that we would stand upon it and stand fast in it. We can stand fast in the Word of God and not be hateful. We can stand fast in the Word of God and show love and loving kindness to people and show them the Word of God and the love that Christ has. He said to proclaim it with boldness, to open our mouth and to speak. And now I've heard people preach that just open your mouth and God's going to fill it. And yes, He can, but let me tell you, you need to study the Word of God, that He has something to fill it with, that you got knowledge of His Word, that as we study, that He'll bring back to our mind those things that He needs brought out, not what we need brought out, but what God does. And we would study God's Word and know God's Word, because if you're out here and doing your job and you don't study about how you can do it or how you can do it better, you're going to be left behind continuing to do it the same way. In the same way we're trying to serve God, if we don't read His Word, if we don't study and seek His face, and we get hunkered down, and this is the way that it's got to be, no other way, and don't listen to God when He says to move and testify to others and just be satisfied sitting back and let someone else, we're trying to reach the lost and dying world. Pretty soon we're going to become of none effect for God. I don't want to be of none effect. I want God to be pleased with the work that I do. Not that I have a big reward or a big pat on the back, but that God will get the credit, God will get the glory, and God will be the one that will be given the benefit out for the things that's done for Him. It says, "I beseech Euodias and beseech Synthe that they may be of the same mind in the Lord." And let me tell you, when we come to serve the Lord, we've got to be one mind, one body, one accord, to come in one spirit to serve God. We can't serve Him of all different spirits, all different mindsets, and all different ways. We have to come one mind, one spirit, to come and worship God in spirit and in truth. Because God is a spirit and needs to be worshipped in spirit, be worshipped in truth. Whether it's a nod in our head in agreement, or whether it's a smile, a tear, whatever it might be that God gives us in our heart to worship with, we need to do those things that He gets the praise for it, not that we're getting the praise for it. And let me tell you, I don't care if you can jump over a pew and think that you're praising God, if it's not heartfelt from God in the Spirit move, it's of none effect. It's just bodily exercise. I know where there's preachers today that can jump about as high as this pulpit and they can really get white frothy mouth, but they don't preach the Word of God. Let me tell you, we become of none effect if we're not preaching the Word of God and what it says, that we would follow after this, that we would be of the same mind in service to God, that the Word would be most important and the love of God would be shown, and not what I think, you think, or the world thinks, but what God has said. "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." Let me tell you, we need to be praying for those that are in the book of life. Because as we go through this life together, we need to pray for those, but we need to also pray that people will be put into the Lamb's book of life, that they will hear the word preached, that they will surrender to God, and He will not blot their name out, but that He will put their name in the Lamb's book of life, that they be making preparation to go be in heaven with all of us that are saved by the blood of Jesus, whose name is written down on the Lamb's book of life. Preacher, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, let me introduce you to the author who has the pen in his hand ready to write. His name is Jesus, and He's the only one that can put your name in the Lamb's book of life, because He died for the sins of man. He died for our transgressions, that we can be saved and that we can be born again, and He can put your name in that book this morning. And thank God for that Lamb's book of life. And not just in the book of life. I thank God that I have a life that God has given me. I thank God that I have an eternal life that is still waiting. Thank God I've been started enjoying it inside out. And thank God that one day I'll get to enjoy it to the fullest as I can in this body. But thank God one day I will be able to. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's something that we're not doing much in America anymore, is rejoicing. We've lost our joy in serving Jesus. It's become a drudgery. It's become a job. It's become a labor to go to the house of God. And it should be a joy to be in the house of the Lord. It should be a joy that we have an opportunity to meet in God's house. It ought to be a joy when we have someone that loves us so much that He'll chastise His children when we get out of line, that Daddy will take us to the woodshed if He has to and whip us a little bit to get us lined back up, because He loves us so much that He won't let us go astray and stay out there wandering. He'll bring us back into the right and the narrow path that God has established for His children, because He loves us and He wants to correct us so that we can rejoice and be glad and thank God for the things that God is doing, that we can be used of God to be vessels that are willing. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let me tell you, the moderation that's going on in America today is all out of hand. We have so many people worried about obesity and all these other things that's going on. We don't have moderation in the things that we eat. And I'm a prime example of that. You can look. Part of it's my diabetes and trying to work on that. Y'all pray for me. I've been on that roller coaster with the sugar. Had 36s and 39s and all over the place, and it just makes me feel bad all over, and then it just carries on from day to day. But we'll overcome and adapt, and God will take care of it. Thank God one day we won't have to worry about it, will we, Sister Teresa? We won't have to worry about this old diabetes any longer. It's going to be gone away with. But let your moderation be known unto all men. Now, we see so many people today, they're not moderate in what they eat, they're not moderate in what they drink, they're not moderate in what they wear. Because we'll see people out here wearing things and showing more flesh than ought to be seen out in public. We'll see us eating and drinking more than what we ought to, and all these other things. We see people that one time that would have been ashamed to have got out here and been publicly drunk, they'll go out there and do it just to see how many people can see them and do these things. We'll see people see how short a skirt they can wear, how low a top they can wear, how much belly they can show out with their belly button rings and their tattoos on them to draw attention to themselves. Let me tell you, our moderation is gone. It's gone. We need to let our moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Well, is He near? Yes, you bet He's near. Is He not supposed to be living inside you? Then He's near. The Lord is everywhere. Everywhere present, nowhere absent. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, we get the part about the prayer and supplication. Everything by prayer and supplication. But many times we forget the thanksgiving part. Let your requests be known. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Many times it's like we go to see Santa Claus and we got a wish list and we're sitting on God's lap. God, I need this. God, I need that. God, I want this. God, I want that. Please bring this. I want this color. I want this size tires on it. I want it to have the biggest motor. I want it to have the flashiest rims. I'm appealing more to men. Okay, let me go to the other side. Lord, I need that new dress. I need these new shoes. Now, women never have enough shoes. Y'all ever notice that? I know it's not going to cost any extra, but they never have enough shoes. Never have enough shoes. and men can't never find theirs. I don't know, any of the rest of you men ever take your shoes off in one place and you go and they ain't never there? Okay. My wife tells me it's because we don't put them where they're supposed to be to start with. But it was where I was sitting at the time. But most of the time mine don't come off till I go to bed. But anyway, we're getting off subject. Let's get back. With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. But we use him as though we're using him as, we look at him as a Santa Claus. Here's my wish list, Lord. I want this, I want this, I want this. And we forget the thanksgiving part. God's done so much for me, if I never asked him for another thing and thanked him the rest of my life, I couldn't get it done. But we forget the thanksgiving part and giving it back to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. Now Satan's trying to interrupt that peace of God. He tries it on every hand, and he succeeds many times. Along with my sugar being on a roller coaster, so is my vision. Going up and down with my blood sugar. And it really messed. This morning I couldn't find the words in the back of the songbook to try to look up the song that we was looking for. Finally got it just the right spot that I was able to pick it out. But one day we won't have to worry about those things. God will give us the strength. Satan jumped in there and tried to destroy the peace that God can give us, but we wasn't going to let him have that control. So God opened up our eyes that we was able to see to give us back that peace, which passes all understanding. It's that peace when you can't explain why, but that God gives you a calmness in the face of whatever you're facing, because you know that you're going to be all right. Either way, whatever the outcome, God's going to make it all right. God's going to make it all right. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Not just your heart, only not just your mind, but your heart and your mind. Is our mind dedicated and set to God? No doubt our minds are racing on everything that we want to do. Americans today, we're so busy with all that is going on that our minds don't have time to relax and just concentrate on God. The 2 hours, 2.5 hours that we spend at church, our minds are constantly racing on everything else that's going on, and we can't get centered upon God for 2.5 hours a week. Maybe 3.5 if you come on Wednesday night. Because we're worried about this and worried about that. We're worried about what's going to go take place after church. We're worried about all the places that we've got to go, all the people we've got to see, all the things that we've got to do to try to keep up appearances. And we forget about worshiping God. We all are guilty. Through Jesus Christ, He will keep your hearts and your minds. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. When you think about these things, which book contains all these things it just talked about? Whatsoever things are true. You read God's Word from cover to cover, you won't find one lie in it except the one that Satan told. When he told Eve, "Thou shalt not surely die." The only lie, and it was written down of what was told to man that led man down the path of destruction. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. God's Word deals with each one of us honestly. It doesn't paint us a primrose picture and try to make things look better than what we are. It's the mirror that we look into that we see us for exactly who we are. And it's honest. Sometimes it hurts and sometimes it heals. But either way, God knows and has the balm for our soul that will lift us up and encourage us and give us that peace. Whatsoever things are just, there's justice all through God's Word. There will be justice one day. For all those that are child molesters, they will be justice. One day for all that are murderers, they will be justice. One day for all people who treat people and use people despitefully, there will be a judgment day and there will be justice for those that have spit upon the name of God, that have used it in vain, that have said there is no God. There will be a day of justice, but that justice is not going to be one that we're going to enjoy, because it's going to be a justice that they get in hell for their unbelief. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Jesus Christ was the purest example of a man that ever walked upon the earth. No sin was found in him. He was blameless, and he went and shed his blood that we could be saved. Whatsoever things are of good report. Oh, we missed one. Whatsoever things are lovely. You know, God's people, he sees us all as being lovely as his children. Do we always act lovely? No, I'm afraid not. Do we always act like things that we should have, being children of God? No. Does he always like our actions? No. But he always loves us. He always loves us. He may not like what we do, just as in our families, we love our families, but we don't always like what people do in our families. But we have to pray. Whatsoever things are of a good report. God's word is all good report. Jesus is victorious. He's seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father. Thank God he's returning one day to get his children. Thank God after that, 7 years later, he's going to come back in victory, and he's going to have on his garments of virtue. He's going to have on it the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And thank God he's going to be victorious riding upon that white horse, coming dressed that all nations, tongues, and kindreds will know that he is God, and that he is above all, and that he is victorious, and that he is the one that shed his blood, that salvation could come to mankind. But it's going to be too late when those knees bow and those tongues confess that he is Lord of Lords, because it will be too late. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And God is the one that's worthy of all praise, all thanksgiving, all lifting up, all giving glory and credit for. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. It's so important that we be examples to our younger folks that's coming along, that we live a life that is a pattern for them to live after. So many people, after their children get grown and they leave the church, well, I don't know what took place. I don't know what happened. How faithful was you to the house of God? How faithful was you to God in your home? Was you faithful to teach them right from wrong? Was you faithful to teach them about the Word of God? Was you found in the house of the Lord? Many times they set their life after the pattern we set before them. Did we make going on vacations? Now, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to be going on one too sometime here in the next little while. But did we take more vacations than we were in church? Our children learn those habits, and they'll follow after them. And it's sad to say, but how are we teaching our kids? How are we living before them? What are we establishing for their future? But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last you care of me, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore to be content. We could all take a lesson from these words, that in whatever state that we're in, to be content. To be content. To thank God for what we have. To thank God for he's applied many of our wants and needs as well. He's taken care of those needs that we have, because if you remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank God he's took care of my needs, and thank God he's even gave me a lot of my wants. God loves us, every one, and God gives us these things. But do we learn to be content in the state that we're in? I'm afraid we don't. That's why we have so many commercials appealing to our senses, and we've got to have this, we've got to have that. We've got to have that $200 pair of shoes to have our society status in high school and elementary school that they advertise, and all these other things. And back in my day, it was the members only jacket, the parachute pants, the Camaro, and all these things that were going on. That was your status symbol. If you had those things, you were in the in crowd. I had blue jeans and flannel and a pickup, so I wasn't in the in crowd. Like that song, that country song they used to sing, I was country before country was cool, and just didn't realize it. But we have the blessed thing of knowing and blessed presence of knowing that God gave us love abundantly. Abundantly. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Are you both full and hungry? Are you hungry to see others come to the Lord? Are you hungry to be fed from God's table? Are you full of God's Word that you may be able to share it with someone else? Have you studied God's Word that you may give an answer to that lost person with the question they have on how to be saved? What they must do? But still yet hungry enough that you search the Word of God daily for the wisdom that God has in store for you? I'm afraid that we've got full and we're not hungry anymore for the Word of God. We've got satisfied. But we should be both a base and a bound. We should be satisfied and not satisfied at the same time in our service to God. That we walk after His paths, that we walk in His Word. And the most familiar scripture of all from Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is a verse that sometimes I forget because I have some struggles. We all have some struggles. We need these words to remind us. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. All things. Not just part of them. I can do them all through Christ that strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. He said, you all was my source of inspiration. You was my source of taking care of my needs that I had so I could travel to these other places. They didn't seem to care, but you all remembered me, you loved me, and you took care of my needs. We need to remember and love people and take care of their needs, both physically and, more importantly, spiritually. To be strength for those that are weak. That our faith might be strong. That theirs might be strengthened. Because if they see someone they think is a strong Christian have moments of weakness, it makes them worry about their self. Because if you're that strong and you have that moment, they're afraid of what they might go through might cause them to lose their faith. I know that's an awesome responsibility to try to continue to be strong, but we must. We must. Even the Thessalonians yet set once and again unto my necessity, but because I desired, not because I desired a gift, he didn't send to them begging them to help him out. But I desired fruit that they may abound to your account. God gave them a burden to help our brother. Be able to further the preaching of the gospel. To be able to go and tell others about Jesus Christ. And share with them the message of the glory of God. To share with them how God resurrected His Son. Gave them the power over death, hell, and the grave. To be able to resurrect on that morning. To send back to the Father. Put the blood on the mercy seat. And to atone one time for all the sins of mankind. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Euphrodius the things which you have sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Has God ever been too late to reach you where you are? We may have thought He was, but He was right on time in God's plan. He was right on time for God. But my God, who is your God? What is your God? Is it your job? Is it your home? Maybe it's your family. They all have their place, but God and God alone must be your God. Not your standing in the community, not your position in the church, but what it should be is God first and all other things last. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. By Christ Jesus. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Are we giving Him glory in America? It's sad to say that it's only in pockets that we're giving Him glory. Just small groups of people that are still dedicated to the Lord, want to hear the Word of God preached, come to the house of the Lord to hear the Word, pray for their pastor, pray for the message, pray that the words that are said will be sent from God that will strengthen our hearts, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. We can face these terrible times that we're in America. We can face these times that we're having to go through, that our kids are having to see. We can face those times knowing that God and God alone will give us the strength. And He will supply all of our needs according to His riches. Now what we think might fill the bill to take care of our need might not be what God sees as that what we need out of His riches. Out of His riches. But thank God that He loves us and He will supply our need. He will take care of us through these times. He will still have people preach the Word of God. There will be people that still want to hear it and will still listen. But there will be a day when He says it's enough. One day I'm going to get to quit preaching. I'm not going to quit singing. Then I'm going to have a voice that's going to sing in the presence of the angels, the song of the redeemed. But thank God for Philippians 4 that encourages us, because we all go through times of struggle. Preachers are not exempt. Deacons are not exempt. Just being a church member won't exempt you from hard times. But being a child of God will tell you that you have one that will go through everything with you. And if He allows you to come to it, He will see you through it. He will take care that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you and strengthens me. That each day that we can get up and continue on to face what tomorrow holds. And thank God I know who holds tomorrow. It's all in His hand and it's all under His control. As we get a song of invitation ready this morning, maybe God's been dealing with your heart. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you're empty this morning. Maybe you need Jesus and you've not trusted Him as your Savior. Yeah, don't hold back. Don't hold to the things of the world. Don't hold on to traditions and customs and things maybe that you've been taught. Just heed the Word of God and His love as He deals and draws, because He loves you. I love you. If I could get saved for you, I would get down and get saved for everyone. But I can't do it for you. Only God and you will know that if you've surrendered to Him, if you've trusted Him, and if He's made you a child. There'll be evidence that will show, but only you and God will know. As we stand to our feet, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, no one looking across the congregation, only God looking out upon your hearts this morning. If you're here this morning and you're lost and undone without Jesus, would you lift your hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I know I'm lost. I want to be saved. Pray that God will increase my faith, that I'll just trust Him." There'll be one anywhere. Just lift your hand. Say, "Preacher, I'm lost. Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me?" All right, no hands went up. Brothers and sisters, if you've got a need this morning, the altar's open. Would you please come and do business with God? Whatever it might be that God's laying on your heart, dealing with your heart about this morning, will you bring it, surrender it to Him? The foot is... the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Will you come talk to your Heavenly Father? He's waiting. Once you come, are you here this morning? Would you please come if God's dealing with your heart? Whatever it might be, God can answer. God can deliver. All right, you may be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your many blessings, Lord. We thank You that You do give us the strength that we can do all things through You. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to remember that etched in our minds, that it be ever present, dear God, in our minds and thoughts, dear Heavenly Father, that we can do all things through you that gives us strength. Dear Heavenly Father, know that you've been through all things that you have faced, that you would know what we go through. Lord, help us in our times of weakness, dear God. And dear Heavenly Father, lift us up and give us your strength, dear God. Supply all of our needs by your riches and glory, Lord. We know that you're able to supply that far beyond what man can, Lord. And God, we just need to lean upon your everlasting arms. Lord, we pray for the one that's come this morning, Lord, whatever her need might be, God, that you just answer according to your will, Lord, that you answer a petition. Lord, maybe those that stayed back, dear Heavenly Father, and didn't come forward that wanted to, God, that you would hear their prayers, dear God, we pray. Lord, for that lost one that may be here that didn't lift her hand in acknowledgement of their being lost, God, we pray that you just deal with their heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you can save them anywhere, dear God, and we pray that you reach down. Touch that heart wherever it may be, dear God, that it be soft and ready to receive you, dear Heavenly Father, that you'd break up the stony ground. Lord, that you would come in and make them a new creature in Christ. God, we thank you and we praise you for loving us, adopting us into your family. Dear God, that you forgive us of our sins and that you put them as far as the east is from the west, never more to be remembered. And God, we thank you for this day. We ask your blessings upon your congregation, upon your people, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for Mom and Dad's anniversary, dear Heavenly Father, and the 46 years that you've given them together, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless them and many more, Lord, here upon this earth. Go with us now, dear Heavenly Father. Lead us and guide us. Everything that we say and do, be according to thy will, that we'll be a shining light in this community and roundabout Sparta and Allegheny County, that people will see Jesus in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.